asithandaza. Sibonga leli thuba Nkosi siphe futhi ukuba sihlangane ngezwi lakho.
Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity once again to gather together around your word.
Khuluma nathi Nkosi ngezwi lakho elingcwele nangomoya wakho.
Please, Lord, speak to us through your holy word and through your Holy Spirit.
Uzimbulele izimfihlakalo zombuso wezulu.
Reveal to us, Lord, heavenly mysteries.
Ukuba sibe ngabantu abahamba endleleni yakho njalo.
That we might be a people walking in your ways continually.
Amen.
Amen.
Ake sifunde text lethu ngokuka Matthew isahluko sesibili.
Let's read our text from Matthew chapter 2.
Qale nje evisini lesikhombiso from the 7th verse. Kono Herod ezibizili zazi ngasese wabuzisisa kuzo isikhathi inkanyezi ebonakale ngaso.
Then Herod, that's Matthew 2 verse 7. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared.
Wazithume eBethlehema wathi hambani nibuzisise ngomntwana kuya kuthi nxa nimfumene ningitshele ukuba nami ngiye ngikhuleke kuye.
He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you found him, report to me that I too may go and worship him.
Sezi izwi linkosi zamuka bheka inkanyezi ezayibona kwalasempumalanga ya yahamba phambikwazo yaze yafika yema phezu kwalapho umntwana ekhona.
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was.
Zathi ukuyibona inkanyezi zathokoza ngokuthokoza okukhulu kakhulu.
When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
Zaze zingena endlini zabona umntwana noMaria unina. Zawa phansi zakhuleka kuye zavula amagugu azo zamkhumba ngezipho igolide namakha nenhlaka.
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
Kwathi ziyaliwe uNkulunkulu ngephupho ukuba zingabuyeli kuHerode zabuyele ezweni lakubo ngenye indlela.
And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Sezimukile ebheka ingelosi yenkosi yabonakala kuJosefa ngephupho ithi, vuka, thabatha umntwana nonina, ubalekele eGibhide uhlale khona ngize ngikutshele ngokuba uHerodi uza kumfuna umntwana ukuba ambhubhise.
When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.
Wavuka ke wathabatha umntwana nonina ebusuku.
He got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt.
Herod, ukuze kugcwaliseke okwakhulunywa inkosi ngomprofeti ukuthi ngibiza indodana yami iphume eGibhide.
Where he stayed until the death of Herod, and so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son.
Khona uHerod esebonile ukuthi izazi zimphambile, wathukuthela kakhulu, wathumela wabulala bonke abantwana besilisa baseBethlehem nasendaweni yonke yangakhona abaminyaka emibili abangaphansi ngesikhathi abese
When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem in its vicinity and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi.
Khona kwagcwaliseka okwakhulunywa ngoJeremia umprofeti ukuthi.
Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled.
Kwezwakala izwi eRama ukukhala nokulila okukhulu uRakheli ekhalela abantwana bakhe engavumi ukududuzwa ngokuba abasekho.
A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more.
Asigcine lapha.
Let's end reading there.
Angazi ke ukuthi wena waba nokhisimuzi onjani.
I don't know what kind of a Christmas you had.
Wawudla unjani.
How did you celebrate it?
Ngesizulu kuthiwa uyawudla ukhisimuzi. Kukhona izinto zomhlaba, kukhona nezinto zokomoya.
Now in Zulu, literally they say, you eat Christmas. Now there are things of this world, and there are also spiritual things.
Kukhona yini okuhle okuthole ngokomoya.
Is there something good that you have received spiritually?
UNkulunkulu akubusise ngakho kulezi insuku.
That God has blessed you with these days.
Ngajabula ukuthi laba babengamtholi uJesu ukuthi bamthole.
I would be so happy if those who hadn't yet found the Lord Jesus and received him would do so.
Labo abamtholayo ukuthi baphinde babusiseke ngalomntwana.
Or would have done so. And those who had received him, that they would be newly blessed and in a refreshed way.
Izazi zaseMpumalanga zafika ukuyokhothamela umntwana.
Now the Magi from the east came to bow down to this child.
uNkulunkulu wayithumi inkanyezi yakhe bayibona. But sizalelwe inkosi. Manje asinasikhathi ukukhuluma ngalokho ukuthi leyo nkosi bayazi kanjani ukuthi ebika ukufika komsindisi.
God had sent a star in the heavens, and the Magi saw that, and they said, well, that indicates that a king has been born. And we can't go into the details as to how they realized that it was a king.
Okhulu basuka baqonda khona.
The important thing is they left from where they were and they went there. And they brought gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And after they had traveled a long distance on their camels, their mind was distracted. Or their mind distracted them.
They followed their mind.
Kusho ukuthi ingane yobukhosi iyozalelwa kuphi?
Hayi Queenstown, hayi Kingstown, iJerusalema. But asiye Jerusalema.
They followed their logic, their mind, and their mind told them that this king should be born not in Queenstown or Kingstown, but there in Jerusalem.
Baya enkosini uHerodi, but hiphi inkosi esizalelwe yona, bona bebethi bonke bazoyithokozela indaba yokuza yokwehla kwaJesu Christ.
And so they went to King Herod, inquiring of him, where is the one born king to the Jews? They thought everybody would be overjoyed and as happy as they were.
UJesu wehla ezulwini wayentombini nto egcwele wangena kuye wamzalela wamzala uJesu Hey, ntombi, to.
Jesus descended from heaven and entered into that pure young virgin, Mary, who brought him into this world, being a pure virgin.
UNkulunkulu wakhuluma naye wathi ngingcikukazi yenkosi akube kimi njengokusho kwenkosi ngezi likaNkulunkulu wazalelwa la esizalweni sikaMaria.
And God had spoken to Mary, and she said, let it be to me, may it be to me according to the word of my Lord, and may his will be done. And so Jesus was conceived in Mary.
Hayi basuka ke baqonda khona ebukhosini ngoba phela uma sizalelwe inkosi yamakhosi kusho ukuthi izalelwe ebukhosini.
And so these magi went to the king, to the palace, because when a king is born, you expect him to be born in a royal household.
Hayi kunjalo nakithina. Uma uNkulunkulu esibusisa, uma uNkulunkulu engena ezinhlizweni zethu, uma uNkulunkulu esimbulela izimfihlakalo, sicicime kuphuphume enhlizweni, sithanda ukuba abantu bonke bezwe lobo bomnandi sikuzwayo.
Now it's like that with us as well. When heavenly mysteries have been revealed to us, when the Lord has been born in our hearts, and we experience that new birth, we want everybody to know about it. We want to spread that news, and we think everybody will rejoice with us.
Siyakubona bonke abantu, siyabaxobelela, siyabaxoxela. Sithi bazojabula nathi njengokuba sijabula thina.
And we go to everyone, sharing this news with them, thinking everyone will rejoice together with us.
Kanti qhabo akunjalo.
In the meantime, it's not like that.
Bebe tutshe uHerod uzojabula kube ukhisimuzi kuye.
They thought Herod would rejoice, that it would be like Christmas for him.
Kanti uHerod inkunzimalanga yomzenzisi.
In the meantime, Herod was an utter hypocrite.
Babuza bona bathi uphi umntwana ozelwe.
He was an old fox, and they asked of him, where is the one born king to the Jews?
Wabiza izanusi zakhe, wabiza abantu abahlangana nobumnyama bephula, wathi iphi lenkosi esalelwe yona.
And so he called together the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, asking them where the Christ was to be born. Well, they didn't get the answer.
UHerod wayesebiza abafundisi. Wathi bafundisi, umusa uMesiya uzozalelwaphi?
He also had called some of these other wise men and enchanters, and they didn't get the answer. Then he called the chief priests and the teachers of the law.
Ay, ababhali bathi uzozalelwe Bethlehem ngoba uMika umprofeti waprofeta ukuthi wena Bethlehem noma umncane kuyo yonke imizi eyinkulungwane yakwaJuda kodwa kuwe kuzovela lowo oqhamuka kwaphakade ongenakuzalwa.
And so these scribes and teachers of the law said that he will be born in Bethlehem, for that is what Micah had prophesied, that though Bethlehem is the least of 1,000 cities in Judah, but out of it will come a ruler whose origins are of old, who knows no beginning nor no end.
How Herod, why are you born? Wathi sengiyazi ukuthi uzalelwe iphi. Kuse Bethlehem, I like Jerusalem.
And so Herod said, well, now I know where he's going to be born. There in Bethlehem, not here in Jerusalem.
Wathi ngiyacela ke, sengiyanthuma. yanini eBethlehem. Uma seniwutholile umntwana, nibuzisise kahle yonke indaba ukuthi natshelwa ubani, inkanyezi yavela nini, kwahamba kanjani. Buzisisani konke bese nibuye ningitshele, ngoba nami ngifisa, ngifuna ukuyikhothamela leyo ngane.
And he said, now I'm sending you, go and do, make a careful search for the child, and go and do research, and bring me back all the details as to when the star appeared, how everything went, where the child was born, because I too want to go and worship him.
Kanti Herod ube ifox, impungushe. Abamhlophe bathu uma unobuqili, unokuhlakanipha okubi, uyimpungushe.
In the meantime, Herod was nothing else but an old fox.
Wathi nibuyeke uma nambona, nizelani, nixoxele, hawu ngiyajabula ngokufika kwenu. Naba usizo kimi. Cisho savelelwa indaba, salelwa inkosi, kanti angizwanga. Hambani, hawu nkosi, sokwenze njalo.
And he said, it's so wonderful that you came. Really, I'm so happy that you came and you brought me this news, because this great event almost went unnoticed. So please go and go and find out and then bring back a report to me.
Ukuzenzisa, ukufarisa, bakhathazekile bonke, bafuna ukuyibulala ingane.
And so the Magi left, really impressed with the king and the wonderful way in which he had received them, and saying, oh, he's so happy about this, and all of Jerusalem. In the meantime, they were being deceived. The whole of Jerusalem was troubled.
UNkulunkulu wabona ukuthi bazophinda beduka uma befike eBethlehem. Mhlawumbe bazoya enduneni yaseBethlehem, bathi iphi ingane uMesiya, bazoduguza khona eBethlehem.
And then as they went on their way, God saw that they will get lost again. Maybe they'll get to Bethlehem and then they'll go and ask of the overseer there, or the official there, where this king is to be born.
Bazoya ezindlini ezinkulu, bazoya emahotele, bazoya endaweni eziphambili, kanti bebengena kumthola khona.
Maybe they would go to the posh houses, maybe they'd go to the best hotels and see if he was born there, but they wouldn't find him there.
Uthi bebezoya esitebelweni, bebezoya emkhombeni wenkomo, kuhoyi nefolish, bengeke.
Do you think they would have thought to go and seek for him there in a stable, finding him in a manger amongst the hay? Never.
Nkulunkulu wathi, ngcono ngibathumele ikanyezi futhi.
So God said, let me send that star ahead of them again.
Ngoba uma befika e Holiday Inn yase Bethlehem, uma bethi usestebelini, bazothi wadlala ngathi lo muntu, awuyasidukisa manje. Umntwana inkosi yamakhosi ingazalelwe estebelini emqubeni.
If they would have got to the Holiday Inn and inquired of him, and would have then been told, he's down there in the stable, they would have said, don't play the fool with us. How can a king be born there in a stable, the King of Kings, amongst the cattle, in the where there's cattle dung and hay, etc. Where there's no midwife.
ingane yakhe yokuqala,
your first child.
UMaria akanayo experience, akazi ukuthi ukhanjwa kanjani uma usuzela ingane.
Mary had no experience as to bringing a child into the world.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu benaye, kwahamba kahle konke.
But God was with her and everything went well.
Wayisonga ingane, wayifake emkhombeni wenkomo.
So she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and placed him there in the manger.
UJosepha walungisa ifolishi nohoy. Bendlala ingubo bayibeke faka ingane khona.
Joseph had prepared a place, made it as comfortable as possible with some hay and placed some clothes on there, and then they placed the child in the manger.
Bamthatha ingelozi yahamba phezu kwabo, phambi kwabo, yaze yama phezu kwesibaya simanga, bangena kulomgodi labe ezalelwe khona, bafika uJosepha nomntwana nonina.
And the angel went ahead of them, and the star led them until it went and it stood still above the stable where they found Joseph and Mary and the child in the manger.
Bajabula bakhipha golide, bakhipha amakha, bakhipha zonke impahla zabo.
And they were overjoyed, and they brought forth all their treasures and their gifts of gold, of incense and of myrrh. And they bow down to the child. After they had seen the child, they wanted to go back again. But then God spoke to these wise men and warned them in a dream. And they were truly wise men because they could hear God's voice. And God warned them in a dream. And they could discern that this was a dream with a meaning.
Ningabuyeli eJerusalem indlela beniza ngayo. Ningayi naku Herod. Jikani ngeni indlela niphindele ezweni lakini.
Don't go back the same way that you came. And don't dare go back to Herod. But rather return to your country via another route.
Sezimukile bheka ingelosi yenkosi yabonakala kuJoseph.
And when they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream.
Yathi vuka, thabatha umntwana nonina uye eGibhithe, uhlale khona ngize ngikutshele.
Get up, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt and remain there until I tell you.
Ngokuba uHerod uza kumfuna umntwana ukuba ambhubhise.
For Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him.
UJosepha isimanga sendoda. Lalelani ke madoda. UJosepha wavuka khona lapha ebusuku.
Now you men, pay attention to this. Joseph was an amazing man. He got up right there in the middle of the night.
Wavuka. Uphaphama wavuka.
He woke up and he got up.
What Maria? Sihamba manje.
Said Mary, we are leaving immediately.
Kodwa Maria ubemsulwa ebemuhle thandeka nakuNkulunkulu. Akasho ukuthi awu. Yise womntwana. Awu baba. Uyangihlupa ngisakhathele. Awu impela ungivusa akungcono yini sihamba ekuseni. Awangithathela phezulu manje. Awuphela nina makhosikazi niphiwe la. Akhuluma tha uJoseph kodwa ungicabangeli.
Now Mary was a pure virgin and she was favored, that she found favor in God's sight and she was loved of him. She didn't get up and say, oh, Joseph, you know, you're really inconsiderate now. This is the most inopportune time. Let's rather wait till the morning, because you ladies, you really know how to twist the men around your fingers and how to speak.
Not Joseph, I see so good to what? Ow. Ngami. Mako, tas angaz guti. Ubembiza nguti ini. Tando sab no ma ini. Ngoba phela bashadile khona amagama abawasebenzisayo bebodwa. Ay, wena ucabangani? Ngizwa mangise ethi we love, we love, we love uthini? Sihambe yini manje?
Joseph didn't either also get up and asked of his wife, of Mary, saying, lovey or darling, how, what do you think about this? What should we do?
Sasa vakashelwa kudala ipheya lebhunu umama ubembisa ukuthi undlulami.
Now we were visited some time ago, quite a while ago, by an Afrikaner couple, many years ago, by an Afrikaner couple. And now he would call her my lamiki.
She would call him my lamb, my lamiki. He would yena ubembiza ngokuthi ngwenya yami, my crocodile.
That's how he would call her.
Ehe, amakhosikazi amaningi bathi hawu indoda iwundlu lami. Indoda, hey, ingwenya le.
Now many wives, they see their husband just as a little lamb, a soft little lamb, and he said, well, she's a crocodile.
Hayi ke, makhosikazi, akuphele ukuba nibe ikrokodili. Niyezwa? Akuphele. Akuphele nawe ndoda ubethi ube yindlwana lwenkosikazi. Ibe indoda. Uma ufaka ibhlugwe, gcina ibhlugwe. Owesifazana afake isiketi sakhe.
Now, you wives, did it come to an end that you're a crocodile and behave like a crocodile, and you men as well? Let it come to an end that you're just a little lamb that your wife can play around with. Be a real man and wear the trousers in the home.
Umaria wavuka wakwenza loko atelwe ikona uJosepha.
Mary immediately got up and obeyed Joseph and what he said.
Akakhalanga ukuthi ngikhathele, awu kuyabanda, kumnyama, asikho yini isikhathi esingcono na?
She didn't complain and said, oh, I'm so tired, it's dark outside, I can't see anything, it's cold, isn't there maybe any better time than this?
Wathi baba, ngiyavuka ngiyayithatha ingane, sihambe.
She said, no. I'll get up and I'll take the child and I'll go with you.
Kodwa kumelwe ukuba ngingaqhubeki ngingavezanga leli point.
Now I shouldn't continue without having mentioned this point.
Ngibuye ngidabukele amanye amakhosikazi agane amadoda aphuphile.
I feel sorry sometimes for wives that got married to men that are real washouts.
Ngesinye isikhathi ngithi wena makhoti musa ukulalela indoda yakho iphuphile yona uboni ukuthi ayisile ekhanda.
Sometimes I have to say to a wife, now don't listen to your husband in that. He's a real washout. Can't you see that he's gone astray?
Uzokufaka ehlathini uyakudukisa ukuhlukanisa nenkosi nentando yenkosi musa ukulalela yona. Uma ithi ke cha, yise wabantwana hamba kodwa ngiyasala mina. ngithi well done.
And I say, he's off the way and he'll lead you astray if you follow him. And then if she then says, my husband, if you want to go your way away from God's will, then go that way. I won't. And then I say, I'll take off my hat to that wife.
Njengengane kuthwa bantwana lalelana bazali benu lalelani abazali benu enkosini.
God's word says and commands the children, obey your parents, obey your parents. And then it adds, in the Lord.
Basha lalelana bazali benu nibathobele.
Now you children, obey your parents and submit to them in the Lord. There's another word.
Another country. When it was spoken about children, obey your father and your mother, your parents.
Lapo kunelinye izwe lapho bebesho khona ukuthi lalelani abazali benu nibathobele.
They got up in arms right during the service. They said, stop, we can't do that, never, never. Listen to our fathers, they want to have sex with us, they want to sleep with us. Don't tell us that we should listen and obey our parents. You see, obey them in the Lord. They're outside of the Lord. You've got no right to obey them. You must rather obey God than men, even if he is your biological father.
Basukuma khona lapho bama ngeenyawo. Bathi hayi ngeke sishaye phansi ngonyawo, asikwazi ukuthi sibalalele abazali bethu, silalele ubaba, ngoba ubaba ufuna ukuyocansini nathi. Singamlalele kanjani kulokho? Ngeke, ngeke sihambisane nalokho. Uyabona ke, awukwazi nje ukuthi umlalele kunoma yikuphi, kodwa womlalela enkosini. Uma engekho enkosini, mlalele uNkulunkulu kunaye noma engubaba okuzeleyo.
Mningi mkhube khona namhlanje emhlabeni. Khona ubaba mkhulu, khona ubaba omncane, kukhona obaba abaningi. Hey, anogeza ingqondo, bona ukuthi lo muntu akaqondo kuhle, uqondo kubi.
There are so many things, abominations in this world, and according to the Zulu culture, many of the relatives of the father, the brothers of the father, they're also known as their father, and then there's the grandfather. Now just wash your brains, have a sober mind, and follow the Lord.
I must make this clear, not only the Zulus. I got the figures in Germany, you'll be shocked what's going on there. England, the white countries. It's not for naught that the non-white countries call the white men the immoral race. Wherever you go, there's a naked man, a woman, there's a sexy woman. That's whether they sell a car, whether they're advertising something, a breed of harlots.
Again, Katrice. Lesi sono asitholakali nje kuphela kwabansundu, kodwa le eJalimane lapho ngibone khona besinikeze izinombolo zokwenzeka lapho naseNglandi. Akumangalisi ukuthi abansundu babiza abamhlophe ukuthi isizwe esinginamilo, ngoba badayise yonke into ngowesifazane, baveze imizimba yabo enqunu, noma bedayise imoto noma yini.
Futhi angisho ukuthi abansundu bodwa, zonke izizwe ezingemhlophe zisho njalo. Noma ufuna ukuthenga imoto, na intombi ayimbethe kahle, noma imbethe ngendlela eveza umzimba, ubona amabele, ubona umzimba, tight fit, batisizwe esiphathe kabi.
So the white nation is known by all the other non-white nations as an immoral nation.
Kodwa kusiza ukuthi sikhombe ngomunwe uthi uyamkhomba umuntu imizwe emthathu khomba wena ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungufakazi kusho isithupha sakho.
But it doesn't help to point the finger, because whilst you're pointing the finger, there are three fingers pointing back to you, saying you three times as bad, and the thumb pointing upwards, indicating that God is the witness of that.
Kodwa kuMaria akubanga lukhulu ukuthi avuke akwenze lokho akushoyo. Ubemazi ukuthi uyindoda kaNkulunkulu. Uma ikhuluma, khuluma uNkulunkulu. Uma enza izinto, qhutshwa uNkulunkulu. Madoda, amakhosikazi enu anazi ngalokho. Anazi ngalokho ukuthi le ndoda kufanele ukuthi ngilalele. Le ndoda kufanele ukuthi ngikwenza kushoyo, ngoba khulumi yena, khuluma uNkulunkulu ngaye.
But Mary didn't have lead in her feet. She got up quickly and she obeyed, for she knew that Joseph was a man of God, and if he spoke, it was inspired by God, and she was obeying God in that. Tell me, you men, can your wives obey you, knowing that you are inspired by God in all that you say and do?
Kanti futhi ngeke kube likhuni kwesifazana athobela indoda ngoba wazi ukuthi kufanele ukuthi ngimhloniphe ngempilo ayiphilayo.
Where it's not difficult for a wife to submit to the husband, because she knows that I've got to honor and respect him.
Khona inkosikazi emhlophe ishiyile indoda yayo. Uma ngibuza ukuthi ushiyeleni indoda, ha, ngingahlala nohlanya. Uzovuka namhlanje athi inkosi ikhulumile angenza ukuthi nokuthi. Kusasa inkosi sisho kunye, emva kwenyanga ezayo sizosho kunye. Wathi ngcono mina nengane zami sihamba siyamdivosa, siyahlukana naye. Le ndoda yami yagula, njalo iza nokankulunkulu. Iza uNkulunkulu athi angiye kulelo plus. Kusasa ake ngibe yimishinari. Uthi sengikhathele le ndoda sokuyinyaka, iminyaka ngibelesele, ngigcwele swi manje.
There's a white woman that I know that left her husband. And I said, have you left your husband? She said, how can I stay with a madman? Because every day he's got some new thing, some new revelation that God has given him, that he's got to do this, and then the next month it's something else, and then he's got to be a missionary, then he's got to go to a farm, and every time God gives him something else, he's insane. He's not quite well up there. And she said, I can't live with him. It's better than that my children and I leave him and we go our own way.
Yaze yafika nalakwa siza abantu yathi uNkulunkulu ngimbulele anofika endaweni ethile qala umsebenzi emva kwesikhathi nakho kunye ndikwenze lokhu angazi ukuthi namhlanje uma kade ngilalela indoda leyo ndoda ukuthi bengizoba kuphi benomfika kwelinyizwa ayila ipulpit.
And he even came here and he said, now God has revealed to me, this is what you've got to do. You've got to come to this place and you've got to start this work here. I don't know where I would have been today if I'd listened to him. I wouldn't have been here behind this pulpit.
Hayi nina zintombi, nize nidayise ngoJesu njengoJudas Iskariote ngesiliva inhlamvu ezingamashumi amathathu. Angithi niyamlahla uJesu, niyamdayisa ngoba nifuna umendo, nifuna ukushada. Ngizonitshela ukuthi umshado uzonikhipha isitashi. Umshado uzonishuga. Umshado uzonidelisa.
And you girls, don't you take after Judas selling the Lord Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, because you sell the Lord Jesus just to get married. You'll turn your back on the faith because of the one you want to get married to. But let me tell you, that marriage, it will, let's say, sake for your werk. It will deal with you and it'll get rid of all the starch. And eventually you'll say, blessed is the one who didn't get married.
Among you that it's not all gold that glitters. Yes. It's not all gold that glitters. Boni iplukwe jaya kebezela. Hey, akusilo ni kolite loke ni se plukwini. Yotela.
You see that pair of trousers and it glitters to you like gold. Well, it's not all gold. You'll get sick and tired of that and you'll wish it will come to an end.
Maria, fuga. Ngiyakuthatha manje, ngithatha umntwana. Siyahamba, sishona eGibhithe. EGibhithe pho, kude kangaka. Ngabe seduze la eNazaretha. Sihambe 25 hours, kodwa eGibhithe. Awu, sokwenze njani? Lutho. UMaria uyavuka ulula. Akanawo umthofu emalungwini akhe. Nasenyaweni zakhe ayihudule khona lapha. Agxume athatha ingane. 1, 2, 3. Sesingahamba.
Mary, wake up. We've got to leave. We've got to go to Egypt. And Mary didn't say, but my Joseph, how can we do something like that? We traveled all the way from Nazareth to here. That was 25 hours worth of traveling. But now you say we've got to go to Egypt. No, nothing of the sort. She got up right there. She was as light as a feather. She got everything together. 1, 2, 3. And she said, Joseph, I'm ready. We can go.
Ka unkulunkulu ube ngalenzi iphutha ukuthi amvuse ebusuku phakathi kobuthongo.
God made no error to wake Joseph up in the middle of the night.
Ngoba uHerod lapho ezwa ukuthi bamphambile izazi zimphambile. Zasempumalanga wathi kuthela wafa wasuka lapho wathi hambani nimfune nimbulale akubulawe futhi uma ningamtholi zonke ingane zabafana ezingaphansi ka 2 years.
When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he gave orders to his soldiers to immediately go to Bethlehem and to go and seek out that child and destroy it. And he said, if you don't find it, just destroy all the boys. Kill all the boys, 2 years and younger, in the whole vicinity of Bethlehem.
Zathunywa ithunywa. Amaphoyisa. Amasosha. Bahamba, bahamba, qonde Bethlehem. Abanye bebe ngamafokisi. Bathi anibonanga yini. Umntwana osanda ukuzalwa ukuthiwa onguMesiya na.
And so he sent his soldiers and his police there, and they got there. Some of them were detectives or information agents, special agents, to go and find out, do you know where this one is that was said he is king of the Jews?
Ngoba inkosi ifuna ukuyikhothamela.
For the king wants to bring, wants to worship him. Because after all, didn't the shepherds also go around and spread the news and told everybody about what they had seen and heard and how the angel had appeared to him and that brilliant light where it is said it was brighter than the sun in all its brilliance?
That's what the Norwegians say. They say that glory was brighter than that of the sun. Bafika abanye bathi umntwana nibonile. Oh, many chewe hotel. Eh, hey. Wazalelwa la esitebelweni.
They got to the manager of the hotel. Have you seen? Have you heard about this child that was to be born, this special child? I said, yes, right down there in the stable.
Baphuthume baqonde khona. Abafica umuntu.
And they immediately rushed there and found no one.
Yabona? Ukuhlakanipha kwaNkulunkulu. Ubazi ukuthi bebezothola. Uma kade behambile emini. Akithi bezobonwa bonke abantu. Ukuthi hey sababona. Bephuma. Bethwele imthwalo. Behamba. Beqhuba imbongolo. Beyilayishile. Bebeyephi? Hayi sibabona behamba ngalomgwaqo. Bathola umkhonto. Anibona? Ahe, sababona. Kanti waNkulunkulu wabasusa besalela ubuthongo. But asazi. Hawu. Kuphi? Asazi.
You see the wisdom of God. That God woke them up in the middle of the night. Had they decided to only leave in the morning, everybody would have seen them as they traveled along. And they wouldn't have been able but to notice them and with their donkey loaded. And if the soldiers would have come and inquired, they said, would have said, yes, we saw them traveling down that road. And very soon, they would have caught up with them. But now they came and they said, no, we haven't seen them. We don't know anything. We don't know where they disappeared to.
And they were a white nation. A white man, if you say, tell him, tell me the truth, he'll tell you the truth. Most of them are like that, especially the Christians.
Futhi, vese abamhlophe, uma noma bebona ukuthi hayi bazomlimaza, uma ubuza ukuthi ulaphi, hayi uzokutshela nje iqiniso, abaningi babo banjalo.
You can tell him, don't tell anybody. I'm telling you a secret. Don't tell anybody. And then they come and ask you a question. What concerning that? No, I'm not allowed to talk. And he presses and presses till you tell him. You see, in the name of truth, they don't know amasu. That's a Zulu word. That's wise, being wise. The Lord Jesus, when he walked this earth, he had that wisdom. When they asked him a question, he would always, he wouldn't tell them, let the cat out of the bag. He would answer with a question.
Kodwa uma seqhamuka omunye embuza ngalokho uthi hayi angivunyele ukuthi ngikutshele uzoqhubeka aqhubeke aza akhiphe lonke iqiniso njengoba linjalo kodwa abawazi amasu abamhlophe uJesu wayenamasu ngoba lapha bembuza izinto wangabatshela nje konke kodwa wabaphendula ngombuzo futhi.
There are non-white nations that say don't tell a secret to a white man. He can't keep it. They'll come and ask him. And he says, I'm a Christian. I've got to tell them the truth. I dare not lie. And then they come out with the whole thing. And then he'll go to the person who entrusted him with that secret. They'll tell him, "Who? How do you know? So-and-so told me. And so-and-so is in trouble now." Never tell them, somebody told me. Then they'll say, but who has been spying on me? Rather, say somebody else. You can see God's hand in it and say, God told me. God showed me. But you needn't tell them how he showed you. So there are things where we can act wisely.
Ngesikhathi akutshele bese bakubuza ukuthi uma esesho ukuthi ngiyazi ngalokho bathi wazi kanjani ubani ukutshelile bese usukhiphe igama lalo okutshelile kanti usesenkingeni lo muntu okutshelile ubungasho ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungitshelile kodwa ungabatshela ukuthi ukutshele kanjani sidinga ukuhlakanipha ukuvela ezulwini.
One man went to a Jew and said, "Why do you Jews always answer when you are questioned? Always reply with a question."
Omunye wayekulo iJuda wathi kungani ukuba ninamaJuda njalo manibuzwa umbuzo niphendula ngombuzo futhi.
Why do you Jews always, when you are asked a question, reply with a question?
Kungani ninamaJuda njalo nje uma ngabe nibuzwa umbuzo noma imuphi nizophendula nombuzo futhi.
And he said, "Do we?"
Wathi siyakwenza na? Kunjalo.
AmaJuda agezekile kancane la.
Well, the Jews have got their heads screwed on right.
Yeba manga manga hlaza futhi mabi kwisono kodwa kukhona ukuhlakanipha kukhona.
Yes, lies are evil and they are from Satan. It's a sin. But there is something as wisdom.
IBhayibheli ligcwele ilokho.
And the Bible is full of that.
Kodwa asinasikhathi ukunaba kulokho.
But we don't have time to elaborate on that.
Kodwa manje bavuke ebusuku bahambile baphi hawu asazi sifike ekuseni kungasekho umuntu. Bashone ngapi? EJerusalem. Nobe Nazareth. Bahamba ngamupho umkhwaqo asazi. Bebelele ubuthongo. Hawu uNkulunkulu muhle. Uyakwazi ukuphephisa abantu bakhe.
So they got there and said, "Now where is he?" Well, we saw them. They were still there last night. And where are they now? Well, we didn't see. When you got there in the morning, they gone. We don't know where to. Did they go to Jerusalem? Or did they go back to Nazareth? Well, we don't know. Do you see how good God is and how he can cause his people to escape?
UJosefa futhi akahambanga ukuthi siyahamba manje kube emhlabeni. Bafuna ukusibulala. Hawubani na? UHerod. Usefuna ukubulala umntwana ngazi ukuthi ngoneni. Ukuze lutho uyakwazi ukuvala umlomo. Fundeni madoda, fundeni madoda.
Joseph didn't also go to their neighbor and said, "You know, we've got to leave all of a sudden. There's somebody seeking to kill us." Well, who? No, Herod, he wants to kill us. No, he shut his mouth. So you men and you women, learn from Joseph.
E France, kukhona indoda nenkosikazi. Indoda isebenzi.
Now there in France, there is a man and his wife. The man is one of our co-workers.
Ay, ubengasazwani nomngakhe.
And there wasn't harmony between him and his wife anymore.
Indoda yayinkonzweni yabuya.
So the man went off to the service and then came back.
Uma ibuya ekhaya ithi, "Hey mngami, ukhulumile uNkulunkulu namhlanje. Ukhulumile."
So when he got back home, he said, "My wife, God has spoken today. God has revealed himself. He has spoken."
What way? Usekhuluma futhi. Sangikhathele ukukhuluma kaNkulunkulu. Angifuni nokuthi ungitshele. Sekuyiminyaka ungitshele, ungitshele ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthi, uNkulunkulu uthi. Ngikhathele leyo thula manje.
Said, "Ah, that again. Ah, I'm so sick and tired of you and hearing you all the time saying that God has spoken, and I'm sick and tired of God speaking. It's now many years that you've told me that already."
Kwabuya wacabanga uNkosikazi wathi ake ngizwe ukuthi utheni. Wayesethi, "Myeni wami, uNkulunkulu utheni kuwe njengokuba ubufuna ukungitshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhulumile nawe.
And then she had second thoughts on that, and then she went back to her husband. She was a bit curious and wanted to know, and said, "My husband, as you said that God has spoken to you, what did he say?"
Uthi uNkulunkulu uthi angivala umlomo ngithule. Unkosikazi wathi, "Hayi, kungaba uNkulunkulu lowo." Kungaba uNkulunkulu ke lowo. Waphenduka unkosikazi. Baqhuba kanye nathi namhlanje. Yazuzeka inkosikazi ngoba indoda yavala umlomo. Akuyiqiniso ke lelo ukuthi abesifazane abakhuluma kakhulu. Kodwa kukhona namadoda abafuza amakhosikazi. Abambathaya amalokhwe.
Well, he said, "Well, God had told me to shut my mouth and to stop speaking so much." And then she said, "Oh, well, maybe that might be God. That might be from God." And then she got converted, and today they are together with us. You see, sometimes women can speak very much, but sometimes it's the men that speak too much.
Hey, that could be of the Lord. That could be God. This time, I believe it is God. Wavala umlomo. Indoda eyayiphuphile ikhulume kakhulu. Ikholwe kakhulu.
Now this man was super spiritual and really could speak a lot.
Wathi uNkulunkulu, "Josepha, thatha ingane, thatha unina, shone kipit, uyohlala khona uzuzwe ngami."
God said to Joseph, "Get up, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt and remain there until I tell you."
Bampofu laba bantu, abanalutho laba bantu, kodwa uNkulunkulu sebepha igolide nani nani. Sebenayo imali yokuya eGibhithe bahlale khona. Akabatshela ukuthi isikhathi singakanani. Ukuthi uze uzwe ngami. Akusize umlalele uNkulunkulu. Emva kwalokho, usuzenzelo kwakho. Wohlala lapho uze uzwe ngaye. Ngiyakuzwa lokho. Ake ningiphenduleke ngomlomo wenu. Besifazana, ngiyakuzwa lokho. Madoda, ngiyakuzwa lokho.
And they were poor. They had nothing. But here God had provided for their trip and their stay there in Egypt by this gold and these gifts that the Magi brought to them. And so they could go there. And God didn't tell them for how long they would be there. He said, "You remain there until I tell you." You see how important it is to obey God and not just at the beginning and after that do your own thing, but you stay there where you are until God tells you something else. And I hope you women and you men have heard and understood that.
Till you hear from me. Hlala khona uzuzwe ngami.
Stay there until you hear from me.
Khona umhlophe waphenduka. Umhedeni. Akabengawazi nobaba osezulwini. Ubengazi lutho lokuthandaza kuyini.
There was a white man who got converted, who was a total pagan, who didn't even know the Lord's Prayer or anything about prayer.
Waphuphuma wagcwala intokozo kwaba isimanga uthando lokuqala.
And when he got converted, he was so overjoyed and filled with that first love and zeal.
Babe nomthandazo.
And so they had a prayer meeting.
And a Bible study. In Zulu, a Bible study and a prayer, it's the same. So, they ask this newly converted person, will you lead us in prayer, please?
Baze bacela le ndoda ibisanda kuphenduka bathi ungasihola yini ngomthandazo.
Ah, wathandaza, wathandaza umthandazo osuka enhlizweni. Kwaba mnandi ekhuluma nenkosi. Abanye abantu abakwazi ukuthandaza, kanti akwazi ukukhuluma nenkosi.
And so he prayed a prayer right from the very depths of his heart. And it was so sweet to him to communicate with God. There are many people that say, well, they can't pray. Well, don't you know how to talk with God?
He prayed a heart-moving prayer. They were all blessed by his words, how he spoke to the Lord as a child to the parent. Now when he got to the end, he didn't know how to stop to say amen or for your name's sake. And then he just said, hoping to hear from you soon, Lord. Yaphela indaba kanjalo.
Manje wayengakwazi ukuthi uzothi amen kanjani. Wavela wathi mayesefika segcineni wathi hayi ngetheme ngizozwa ngawe ngokusheshsha baba.
That's right. If you pray, say hoping to hear from you soon, and you don't move before you have heard from him.
Kwindlela elungile ukuba uthi ngiyethemba ngizozwa ngawe baba masinyane futhi unganyakazi ungakezwa ngaye.
Uma usalinda kuzofika ihlobo, kuzofika ihlobo. Nakho kuyintando kaNkulunkulu. Nayo intombi ozoshada nayo, nayo insizwa ozoshada nayo. Cha, hayi ukuthi ube mubi. Don't be unkind. Uthi ngiyabonga ukuthi ungitshele, nami sengiyothandaza ngizwe enkosini.
While you're waiting upon the Lord, there's so many others that will come with their advice. And they will say, well, this is what God wants you to do. And they will say, well, this is the young girl. There's a nice girl that God would like you to get married to. Or this is a nice young man. Well, don't be unkind to them, but say thank you very much for your concern. I will still go and pray about that.
And see what God will tell me. I'll wait upon the Lord and hear whether this what you tell me is the Lord. Watch, watch, watch. We talk a lot about praying. You can pray till doomsday and you go as pray. Watch, watch in the first instance. Otherwise the devil will lead you astray.
Linda, uthandaza uthi ngizozwa enkosini, bese ke ulinde, uqaphelile, sisho okuningi ngokukhuleka. Singakhuleka okuningi bese ke uSatan asidukise kodwa kumqoko ukuthi ulinde futhi.
Yegibit, hlala khona ngize ngokutshele.
Go to Egypt and remain there until I tell you or until you hear from me.
Kuningi ke singakusho ngokuthi hlala khona kodwa intshumayelo izobanda kakhulu. Ngiyanqamula, hlala khona, hlala kuJesu. Uma nihlala kimi, namazwi ami hlala kini, nizocela nikuthandayo nikwenzelwe. Hlala kimi.
Now there's so much we could say about this. Stay there or remain there. But that will make the service to be too long. Where the Lord Jesus said, remain in me and my words in you. Then you will ask whatever you wish. And God will do it for you. Until I tell you or you hear from me.
Utheni uNkulunkulu kuye sokufanele ukuthi ngivale inkonzo sengikhuluma isikhathi eside kakhulu.
Now I've spoken for a long time. I need to draw the service to an end.
Balekela. Balekela eGibhithe. Baleka. Hayi ukuthi ukhutulinya inyawo kube ngathi utshala amazambane. Uthi hawu ngikhathele nani. Baleka.
What did God say to Joseph? He said to him, escape. Escape. Not that you just drag your feet along as if you're busy planting potatoes, but you've got to escape.
Flee. 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 You know what it means to flee.
Balega. Angithi uyazi ukuthi uchaza ukuthini ubaleka.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu uyabona ukuthi nangu ulaka lukaHerod kuzochitheka ikhathi uzofumsindisi maye baleka, balekela eGibhithe.
For God saw the wrath and anger of Herod, and he knew that the child's life would be taken and that blood would be shed. So he said to Joseph, flee.
At Maria let inganela ungasindwe yona indlela yonke. Asiphuthume. Kuthwa sheshe sihambe.
And he said, Mary, bring the child here. Let me carry him. Not that the child weighs you down all the way. We were told that we need to flee. We need to hurry.
We Christians have got to flee as well. If we don't flee, just imagine what would have happened if Joseph wouldn't have fled with the child.
Nathi makhona kumele kuba sibaleke. Cabangani nje ikuphi bekuzokwenzeka uma ngabe uJosepha engalalelanga engabalekanga ngaleso sikhathi nomntwana.
Joseph just didn't just pull their leg. Herod, he didn't play just the fool, play the fool with him. He meant what he said. And he proved it by shedding the blood. The blood flowed.
Herod, akakhulumanga nje, akadlalanga umdlalo. Kwakwenzeka lokho bekushilo ngoba kwagobhoza igazi ngaleso sikhathi, igazi labafana abancane.
URakeli wakhala zonke iy'ngane eziphansi zabafana ngaphansi kothuye zanqunywa. Wakhala uRakeli bahluleka ukumdudusa.
Because Rachel wept for her children. There was great mourning, refusing to be comforted because of the blood that was shed of her children.
Kodwa ezulwini angena amakhawe ey'ngane. Ezazimfela uJesu ezulwini kwaba uhaleluya zingene izingane ezalahlekelwa ukuphila kwabo zikwazo ngenxa kaJesu.
But in heaven there was rejoicing when their souls came home, the souls of those who gave their lives for Jesus and died as heroes of the faith.
Kodwa mama bakhala 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 bahluleka ubaduduza ngoba kubhlungu phela lapha emhlabeni uma usulahlekelwa umuntu. Yebo uyazi ukuthi seyezulwini kodwa khona isikhala.
But here on earth there was great mourning and weeping as their mothers refused to be comforted, because that is how it is here on earth. There is sadness even though we know a person has gone to heaven, but there is a gap.
Madrige ngingakafika epointini lokugcina egameni lokugcina engithanda ukuthi ngikhulume ngalo.
Now before I get to the last words that I would like to speak,
ngingacela umbuzo. Ngina umbuzo engifuna ukuzwa nginina.
I would like to ask of you a question.
Cabangisise enhlizweni yakho ungiphendule.
And consider carefully in your heart before you answer me.
Uma uJosepha engabalekelanga eGibhithe bekuzokwenzenjani? Angithi uJesu ubezofa abulawe.
If Joseph hadn't fled to Egypt, what would have happened? Wouldn't the child have died?
If he wouldn't have been obedient, listened, and done what God had told him, Jesus would have been killed.
Uma ngabe ubengamlalelanga uNkulunkulu, amlalele, ambeke indlebe bese ke akwenze lokho akakushilo, leyo ngane uJesu ubezofa.
Where would you have been today? And where would I have been if Jesus would have been murdered and killed?
wena nami bese zoba kuphi ke namhlanje uma uJesu wayibulawa ngaleso sikhathi
bengizofela ezonweni zami.
I would have died in my sin. Would have been pitch black.
If Joseph wouldn't have obeyed in spite of everything, taking nothing else in consideration, but just one thing, I've got to do what God tells me. What would have happened to you and what would have happened to me?
Uma uJosefa ubengamlalelanga uNkulunkulu adele ikho konke okunye uthi nakho nje kodwa ngibele ukuthi ngikwenze ngimlalele ikuphi obekuzokwenzeka kuwe nakimina na.
Thousands and millions would have gone and died in darkness, never getting to know Jesus.
Izigidi zezigidi zabantu bezizofela ebumnyameni zingamazi uJesu.
Today I say, Joseph, I'd like to shake your hands. Thank you for your obedience. If it wouldn't have been for your obedience, I would have been lost for all eternity.
Namhlanje ngithi Josepha bengathanda ukuqhawula kuwe ndoda ngoba uma nga ungamlalelanga uNkulunkulu bengizofela ebumnyameni.
I would have lived without a savior. I would have carried on in my sin, being a slave of sin, and I would have died in my sin. Thank you for watching over that son and keeping him from all harm.
Bengizofela ebumnyameni bami nasezonweni zami ngingenathemba kodwa ngiyabonga Josepha ukuba wamlalela uNkulunkulu wabaleka.
Today the whole world has got no other name by which they can be saved, only the name of Jesus.
Namhlanje emhlabeni wonke jikelele asiphiwanga elinye igama esingasindiswa ngalo ngaphandle kwaleli elika Jesu.
Just imagine if he wouldn't have been obedient, what would have happened? How many people would have gone to hell? And what would the world be like without light, without life, without a savior?
Kodwa cabanga nje ikuphi bekuzokwenzeka uma ngabe bengamlalelanga uNkulunkulu. Cabanga nje ukuthi babe bangaki babezofela ezonweni umhlaba ungenakukhanya ungenakho ukuphila.
Now at the end of this message we get to the crux of this message.
Ekugcineni kwalentshumayelo sesifika endikimbeni yendaba.
UHerod uthukuthele, gcwele ulaka, vukulaka, uyayizonda ingane, ngeke aphumule aze ayibulale, ife.
Herod was furious, enraged, seeking to destroy the child and not wanting to rest until he had done so.
Uma uJesu esengene kuwe, baningi oHerodi namhlanje, mhlawumbe basemndenini wakho, mhlawumbe baseyihlotsheni zakho, mhlawumbe basebandleni lakini, kodwa ngithi kuwe, qaphelisisa. Ngoba laba noma beza ngathi bembetho kwezimvu bayizimpisi eziphangayo phakathi.
Now, if you have received Jesus into your life, realize that there are many Herods seeking his life to destroy him. And those Herods might be even amongst your relatives, even in your church. And they are going around dressed in sheep's clothing, but inside they are ravenous wolves.
USatan uhamba njengengonyama ebhodlayo. Ifuna labo angabagwinya.
Satan goes around like a roaring lion, seeking those whom he may devour.
Roaring more and being more determined than Herod, that king.
Ebhodla futhi ngaphezu kwakhe uHerod futhi ezimisele ngaphezulu kwakhe uHerod.
Baningi futhi akabaswele uSathane abantu abayisebenzi zakhe, abayizithunywa zakhe, abaqhutshwa uyena.
There are many co-workers of Satan, tools in his hands that he uses.
Uma yena qobo lwakhe ehluleka, uzothuma amademoni akhe, uzothuma isebenzi zakhe, uzothuma insizwa neyintombi, obaba nomama, omkhulu, ihlobo, abantu bakini, ukuba bayibulale lengane.
And he's got all these instruments and these people that he can use. He can send his demons, his hordes of demons. He can use young men, young girls, so many that are available and willing to be used of Satan, and even fathers and mothers, and he'll send them to you.
UHerod wanamuhla uthukuthele gcwele inzondo ufuna ukuyibulala lengane lokho sokutholile.
Herod, Satan is enraged today, and he is furious, seeking to destroy this child whom you have received. When you get back home, he'll be ready and waiting for you there.
And angangena na kunkosikazi, angangena kumakhelwane, uqonde ukuyibulala lengane ekuwe.
And before the sun sets, he might have ambushed and attacked you. And he can come in anyway, using anybody. He might go into a child, enter into a child. He might enter into your wife, your husband, or anybody else that he might use to destroy the Christ child in you.
If Jesus would have been killed, Mary and Joseph would have remained with all the wonderful promises God had given them. Mary always, when she heard something, she kept those words in her heart. They were precious to her. She would have stayed with all that. Wonderful promises, wonderful words. But the child would have been dead. You can stay with the Bible. You can stay with your doctrine. You can stay with what you believe. But if your Jesus is killed and you don't know his presence, that's worth nothing to you. You've lost your salvation because you've lost him.
Maria no Josepha. Uma ngabe ingane ibibulewe bebezosala bona ke nezethembiso ezinhle ezimangalisayo abayitholile. Nawe futhi uma ngabe uJesu abulawe empilweni yakho uzosala wena neBhayibheli nezimfundiso ezinhle, kodwa konke akusizi lutho uma ungabazi ubukhona balengane uma engekho, uma ngabe efile empilweni yakho.
How I wish that I could dwell on these points for hours.
Ngiyalangazelela ngabe ukuthi bengaqhubeka amahora ngikhulume ngale ndaba.
That you register what's being said and that you'll never for the rest of your life forget it again.
Ukuba uqonde le ndaba ekhulunywa ngayo ungayikhohle nanini futhi empilweni yakho yonke.
But I've got to stop. I get to the last point. Flee
to Egypt.
He had to flee to save Jesus' life.
Bekumele ukuba abaleke uJoseph ukusindisa impilo yomntwana.
Do you know that you've got to flee as well to save Jesus, your Jesus' life in your life?
Uyazi ukuthi nawe kumele ukuba ubaleke ukuze usindise impilo kaJesu enguwe.
The Bible says, flee youthful lusts. Flee, the same word it was used. Joseph, take the child and take Mary. Flee to Egypt. The same word. Flee the lusts of the flesh.
IBhayibhelithi balekela izinkanuko zobusha. Lelo gama elithi baleka ilona leli elisetshenziswa la lapho kuthiwa uJosefa baleka nomntwana nonina. Lona lelo gama ukuthi nawe baleka ezinkanukweni zobusha.
You may rejoice in your salvation. You may write about it. You may preach about it. But if you don't flee the lusts of the flesh and youthfulness, your Jesus will be killed. You'll stay with your testimony. You'll stay with your promises that you claim. You'll stay with the word. You can quote books and chapters of the Bible. But if the child in you is dead, then you are dead as well, because the life is in the child.
Kumele ukuba ubaleke, ubalekele izinkanuko zobusha, ubalekele izinkanuko zenyama. Ngaphandle kwalokho uzosala wena neBhayibheli nobufakazi bakho obuhle nezithembiso zonke, kodwa akusizi lutho ngoba ufile, lengane ifile lomntwana nawe ngoba impilo ikuye.
We accepted that youthfulness means sexuality. It's not wrong, it's right. But the flesh is not doesn't concern only the sexual part. You know the works of the flesh. Go and read Galatians 5 verse 9. The works of the flesh, anger, jealousy, etc., etc., etc. And you have that lust in you. Flee, otherwise that child will be killed, as sure as anything.
Masikhuluma ngezikanuko zobusha kaningi sikuthatha ukuthi kwizinkanuko zecansi zesex, kodwa noma ngabe kunjalo, kodwa kusho lokho nje kuphela, kufakwe nezinye inkanuko. Hamba ke ufunde laphayana encwadini yaseGalatiya lapho kuthiwa ngezinkanuko zenyama noma imisebenzi yenyama, ukuthukuthela nokucasuka nomona, konke lokho kufakiwe. Uma ungakubalekeli noma kanjani, lo mntwana uzobulawa empilweni yakho.
You young boy can say, I'll flee in my thoughts. I visit her now. I'll draw close to her to be in her company. But I'll flee. I'll flee from youthful lusts. You playing with fire. You are playing with fire. Here it says, flee to Egypt. He shouldn't have just fled with his thoughts. He had to flee physically. And if said, flee the lust of the flesh, flee with your body, and don't go and visit the girl and speak to the girl, whether it's by phone or by cell phone. Flee!
Manje njengensizwe ungathi hayi ngizobaleka ngemicabango yami, ngizoyivakashela intombi yami, kodwa ngemicabango ngizobalekela lezi nkanuko zobusha. Kodwa uJosefa bekumele ukuba abaleke ngesidumbu sakhe, hayi nje ngemicabango. Nawe kanjalo futhi baleka nesidumbu sakho musa ukuyivakashela intombi noma ukuyishayela ngeselfoni yakho.
Balekelani izinkanuko. Balekelani inyama ukuze ingane yakho ingafi. Wena ke kufe uzoqhubeka uphile, kodwa emoyeni ufile, kodwa uJesu wakho finish.
Flee from youthful lust. Flee from the lusts of the flesh. Flee physically. Otherwise, this child will be killed. And you might continue with your life, but the life of that child would have been extinguished.
Flee. May God reveal to you what fleeing means.
Athi uNkulunkulu angakwambulela ukuthi lokhu kubaleka kuchaza ukuthini.
There was an alcoholic and he had that liquor bondage.
Kono isidakwa besiphuza kakhulu umuntu isigqila sotshwala.
Over and over again, he fell. He fell. And he came and confessed and cried bitter tears. I've sinned. I've fallen again.
Besigqila sotshwala. Manje kaningi. Ubethi, ay, sengiwile futhi. Sengene esonweni futhi. Sengiphuzile futhi. Ekhala inyembezi.
And the counselor said, tell me, how does it happen that you fall? He says, every time I go into the pub, I say I won't drink. It doesn't take long. If my friends come, they buy a drink for me, and off I go, down the drain.
Umlungisi, why is it? Awungichazele kahle manje. Ukuthi kwenzeke kanjani ukuba uwele kulesi sono. Uthi hayi, njalo uma ngingena lapha esportini, ngizohlala nje bese kuzoqhamuka umngane angithengele utshwala khona lapho nje hayi singaqala ukuphuza futhi khona lapho singadakwa futhi.
F-O-O-L. What are you doing in the pub? What are you looking for there? Why do you go that? That's why you are a F-O-O-L. The Bible says, flee from that place. And you go into the place. No wonder that you fall. Unless you repent and don't go that way again, you may be damned and doomed forever.
Siwulandeni. Kungani ukuba ungene kuleyo ndawo na? Ufunani esportini? IBhayibheli lingani ithi baleka. Phuma kuleyo ndawo kodwa wena uyaya khona, ungena khona ngaphandle kuba uphenduke, ungasabuyeli lapho wena ke uzobhubha inguna phakade.
We could go on for hours. I'm just touching the hem of the garment. It could be TV. It could be the newspaper. It could be pornography. A thousand and one things.
Ngithinta nje umphetho wengubo nje la. Singaqhubeka amahora sichaze kabanzi. Singakhuluma ngo TV. Wena ncwadi, wena paperbook noma newspaper nani nani okuningi okungadingeki ukuthi ukubalekele.
It may be your internet.
Ngisho ne internet yakho.
That has got to go into the fire. Rather let that thing burn than that you burn in hell. It may be your cell phone. Rather throw it away. Throwing it into a pit toilet is not good enough. Burn it, unless you'll burn in hell.
Kungaba internet yakho, kungaba cellphone, makhalekhukhwini wakho. Kungcono ukuthi uyichithe leyo nto uyishise. Hayi nanokuba uyiphose lapha etoilet leyo nomgodi ngoba uzobuya ukhiphe. Ngcono ukushise kunokuba kusho wena esihogweni.
I've got a cellphone. But I don't know how to use it. I can only phone people. But to look for pornography, evil things, evil messages, I don't know. I'm a child in that. I'm foolish and stupid in that. I don't want to know. I hate it. I want to be kept by the power of God. I don't want my Jesus to die.
Nami ngumakhale kukhweni kodwa ngazi ukuthi uma ufuna ngene ku internet noma ubuke izithombe ezimbi la noma uthola imibiko emibi ukuthi kwenziwa kanjani ngingane kuloko angazi lutho ngalokho kodwa angifuni ukwazi ngoba ngiyakuzonda angifuni ukuthi uJesu wami abulawe.
Deuteronomy 16 verse 24 and 25, write it into your mind. Put it on a chain around your neck, a necklace. Never forget it. Deuteronomy 6 from verse 24.
Deuteronomy isahluko sesithupha kusukele evesini langamashumi amabili nane. Bhala phansi ungakhohlwa nanini leli vesi.
UJehova wasiyala alifungela obaba.
Deuteronomy 6 from verse 24. The Lord commanded
wasiyala, 24. Ukwenza zonke lezo zimiso. Simesabu Jehova, unkulunkulu wethu, kube kuhle kithi njalo, ukuba asiphe siphile njenganamuhla.
The Lord commanded us to obey all these decrees and to fear the Lord our God, so that we might always prosper and be kept alive, as is the case today.
Always have a godly fear, which is the beginning of wisdom, so that it may go well with you, and that you will be alive spiritually.
Nkulunkulu ansize ukuba njalo ube nokumesaba uNkulunkulu ukuze kukhambela kahle uthuthuke emhlabeni.
Kuyakuba ngukulunga kithi uma sigcina ukwenza yonke lemnyalo phambi kwaJehova uNkulunkulu wethu ngalokho esiyalile. Listen carefully.
And if we are careful to obey all his law before the Lord our God as he has commanded us, that will be our righteousness.
That will be our righteousness. Jesus is my righteousness. Spiritual humbug. Only if you keep what he has told us, in doing that, he'll be your righteousness.
Abanye bathi awu Jesu ungukulunga kwami. Awu insumansumane leyo ngaphandle kokuba ulalele lokho akakutshela khona.
Ake sithoba amakhandethu asukume sime ngenyawo.
Shall we stand to our feet and pray together?
Go buyela ekhaya. Go buyela ekhaya. Go buyela ekhaya. Titi baba ngonile. Go buyela ekhaya. Go buyela ekhaya. Go buyela ekhaya. Kithi baba ngoni. Nkosi Jesu, siyezwa ukuthi wena uyakwazi kumgcina. UJehova uNkulunkulu wethu uzosigcina. Uma sigcina izimiso, sikwesabe njalo, lokho kuzoba ukulunga kithina.
Lord, we have heard you are able to keep and to save us, and that if we keep your words and your decrees and we fear you always, that will be our righteousness.
Amen.